Ada shook her head. Maybe things would be different someday. There was little she might do to change those opinions today, so she turned her attention to her own plight. Looking to the hastily written names she had jotted from her brother's last letter, she then scanned the platform. How would she know who these people were? Brandon had given little to go on. Such the male way of thinking. Maybe they would know how to find her? Because, try as she might, she could not spy a couple. This Dan and Lily Hayworth, that appeared at all to be seeking her out amongst the crowd. Just her luck. She turned back to the train and searched out the men who were unloading trunks and bags. The dark-haired of the two had grabbed one of her trunks and shoved it to the other.
"Careful!"
she called out while rushing toward them. Why did they insist on tossing her valuables about?
"These yours?"
the one man said with lifted brows. She folded her arms.
"They most certainly are, and I'll thank you to be more mindful how you handle them. They contain things necessary for my classroom."
"Classroom?"
He tossed a strained look at the man assisting him.
"Yes, my classroom. Many are the things needed to aid in the broadening of the minds of..."
"No wonder,"
the other taller man said as he smiled,
"with them highfalutin words and all."
"I beg your pardon, sir."
Her face heated as the man with the brown hair snickered.
"Nothing to worry your pretty head about, miss."
The taller man winked at his friend. Her discomfort grew, reaching a level that bade her extricate herself from the situation.
"Either way, please do take care, gentlemen."
"We'll do our job,"
the first man assured her. Then he turned away and grabbed for the next item. It was a trunk containing her books on history, literature, and all manner of subjects. If possible, her face warmed all the more. It would be quite heavy. Dare she linger? Dare she not? The man grunted as he lifted it.
"You aiming to teach about bricklaying?"
"No, sir, I..."
Her words faded into her embarrassment. As the man twisted, preparing to fling the trunk, he lost his balance and dropped it. It banged open, and the contents spilled onto the platform. Ada stuffed her fist against her mouth to contain a shriek. She then hurried over, skirts flapping, to collect the precious cargo. Grabbing for the books, she attempted to stuff them back into the damaged trunk.
"Allow me, ma'am,"
a voice said from behind her. A man knelt beside her, making quick work of sweeping the volumes back within the confines of the case. Ada settled back, fighting tears.
"Thank you, sir. I..."
She eyed the damaged trunk. Was it hopeless?
"Did you drop this, miss?"
A higher-pitched, but still calming voice soothed. Ada turned in that direction. A woman, with pinned-up reddish-brown hair, stood with Ada's bag in her arms.
"Yes, ma'am."
Ada stood.
"I must have forgotten it when I..."
She could no longer fight the emotion welling within. All of her efforts had come to naught. She was tired, at the end of her rope, and not even able to accomplish the simplest tasks.
"I don't think this trunk is salvageable."
The man's voice cut into her moment of self-pity. She could only nod.
"Dan?"
the woman with the red hair admonished.
"Huh?"
he fired back. Then,
"Oh."
Ada appreciated the woman's attempts to spare her. But it did not, could not stop the thickness that welled in her chest, continuing to rise. She grabbed for her handkerchief, her father's. Though masculine and out of place in a lady's possession, it gave her some sense of his presence.
"I thank you, sir, ma'am. Your kindness is much appreciated."
And try as she might, she was not able to muster even the smallest smile for their efforts.
"It's no trouble,"
the woman's kind voice continued to offer comfort. A delicate hand pressed Ada's shoulder.
"Why don't you let us help you get where you're going?"
"I only wish I could, but I'm waiting for..."
She dragged herself out of her stupor.
"Did you say Dan?"
Her gaze jerked between the man and woman.
"Yes,"
the woman said, looked to the man.
"This is my husband, Dan Hayworth. I'm Lily."
Ada felt all the tension released from her being, and her spirit lifted. At last!